Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Smart, and I'm the Deputy Executive Administrator for the North Carolina State Health Plan, which is a division of the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that oversees and administers the State Health Plan. I'm so glad you're all able to join our conversation this afternoon. We'll be joined by State Health Plan staff members Jane Shire and Roberta Hamby. This telephone town hall event will give you a chance to learn more about your 2026 State Health Plan benefits as Medicare primary members, including the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plans and the 70-30 plan administered by Aetna. We'll have an opportunity to answer some of your questions, too. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 0 at any time to electronically raise your hand. We will be able to bring some participants on the call today live on the air to ask questions. Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Smart, and I'm the Deputy Executive Administrator for the North Carolina State Health Plan, which is a division of the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that oversees and administers the State Health Plan. I'm so glad you're all able to join our conversation this afternoon. We'll be joined by State Health Plan staff members Jane Shire and Roberta Hamby. This telephone town hall event will give you the chance to learn more about your 2026 State Health Plan benefits as a Medicare member, including the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plans and the 70-30 plan administered by Aetna. We'll have an opportunity to answer some of your questions, too. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 0 at any time to electronically raise your hand. We will be able to bring some participants on the call today live on air to answer questions, ask questions. Again, I want to welcome those of you who have joined us. I'm Carolyn Smart, and I'm the Deputy Executive Administrator for the North Carolina State Health Plan, and I'm joined by the State Health Plan staff members Jane Shire and Roberta Hamby. We'll get started in just a moment. I also want to encourage you to visit the State Health Plan's website at www.shpnc.gov, where you can find the information we'll discuss on the call. If you need additional help, or if you have specific questions, we will have extended call hours during open enrollment, which begins Monday, October 13th, and lasts through October 31st. Just call 855-859-0966 between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, or Saturdays during open enrollment between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. This is your call, and we want to hear from you. We will take as many questions as we can today. We're looking forward to sharing more information about open enrollment and your health plan options for the 2026 benefit year. This call may help you decide if you need to take action during open enrollment. It looks like we have a lot of people on the call, so we're going to get started. To kick things off, there are three very important items we want to emphasize right from the start. Roberta, can you tell us what those are?
Sure. First, for the 2026 benefit year, all Medicare-eligible members will remain in the plan in which you are currently enrolled unless you would like to enroll in a different plan during open enrollment. You need to take action during open enrollment if you want to be enrolled in a different plan or need to make any changes to your dependents. Second, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS, made policy changes for 2026 that impact Medicare Advantage plans. These changes allow Humana to administer medical and pharmacy benefits separately. Splitting the medical and pharmacy benefit will be managed by Humana, with members not experiencing a lot of change or noticeable differences. However, one difference you will notice is that you'll receive two new ID cards, one for medical and one for pharmacy. These cards will arrive separately in the mail. Starting January 1st, 2026, provide your new medical plan ID card to your medical providers and your new prescription plan ID card to your pharmacy. Third, if you are enrolled in the 70-30 plan administered by Aetna, there are significant benefit changes to that plan, so you are going to want to review the materials you receive in the mail carefully. If you want to change plans or need to make changes regarding your dependents, you will need to take action during open enrollment. If you have non-Medicare dependents, they have different plan options and action may be required. No matter the action you take during open enrollment, all members will receive a new ID card before January 1st, 2026. All members should have already received a decision guide in the mail. All details are included in that mailer, so please take time and review it carefully. Now I'd like to turn things over to Jane.
Thanks, Roberta. It's great to be joined by so many state health plan members today and have an opportunity to hear from you and talk about what's ahead. Before we get started, I have a few brief announcements. If you would like to ask a question to one of our team members, please note they are not able to answer questions about your specific health circumstances, which may include personal health information. If you have a question about your personal health circumstances, enrollment status, or the details of your plan coverage, please call the State Health Plan's Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center at 855-859-0966. The support center is open during open enrollment Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are recording this call, and it will be available on the plan's website for plan members who are not able to join us today. If you end up asking a question live on the call, please know that your question will be recorded as part of this call. Please don't include any personal health information, and be as brief as you can so we can fit in as many questions as possible. Today, we'll discuss your 2026 state health plan options. We'll explain some important information and resources you can use to make your decision. As I'm sure you are well aware, as a Medicare-eligible member, you are going to be getting a lot of mail over the next 3 months. So to be sure you're reading information sent from the state health plan, look for our Apple logo. Also, be aware that commercials that include sports stars or other celebrities are not associated with the plans offered through the state health plan. Now, I want to remind everyone on the line to press zero at any time during the call if you want to electronically raise your hand to ask a question. Next, I'm going to turn things back over to Roberta, who will give an overview of your 2026 plan options.
Thanks, Jane. In 2026, the state health plan will continue to offer three plan options for Medicare-eligible members: Humana Medicare Advantage PPO and prescription drug-based plans, Humana Medicare Advantage PPO and prescription drug-enhanced plans, and the 70/30 plan administered by Aetna. For full details on the changes, members should refer to the plan's website at www.shpnc.gov or their decision guide, which they should have received at their home by now.
Thanks, Roberta. Can you provide more information about each of these plans?
Sure. I'll give a brief description of each of your options. All members should take a close look at each of these plans to determine which option will be best for you going forward. The first option is the Humana Medicare Advantage PPO and prescription drug-based plans. There is no cost to a qualified member who enrolls or remain enrolled for them only themselves under this option. The monthly premium to cover yourself and a Medicare-eligible dependent on the base plans will be $68. Next, there is the Humana Medicare Advantage PPO and prescription drug-enhanced plans. Generally, this covers the same benefits as the base plan. However, members who cover just themselves pay an $81 monthly premium because some of the plan's copays are lower, in addition to a lower out-of-pocket maximum for medical benefits. to cover yourself and a Medicare-eligible dependent on the enhanced plan, it will be $226 per month. Another available plan option is the 70-30, which is administered by Aetna. This plan acts as secondary coverage to traditional Medicare. So unlike the Medicare Advantage plans, it may be difficult to predict your out-of-pocket expenses. Preventive services will continue to be covered at 100% with this plan, and preferred and non-preferred insulin continue to have a $0 copay. There are several changes to this plan for 2026, including changes to the deductible, copays, and out-of-pocket maximum.
Thanks, Roberta. I wanted to take a minute to discuss the Clear Pricing Project, or CPP. When the Clear Pricing Project launched in 2020, the intention was to promote transparency in healthcare pricing while trying to promote primary care and behavioral health. Given that most of the providers that signed up for CPP received an increased reimbursement rate, that's what the plan pays them, coupled with members having no copay, CPP is not a model that has proven to be financially viable for the plan. Therefore, CPP, the Clear Pricing Project, will end December 31st of 2025. With the plan's continued commitment to independent primary care, the plan is introducing the preferred providers in 2026. These providers have been identified by the plan as providers who are committed to improved access to high-quality, affordable health care. When you select and see one of these providers in 2026, you will pay the lowest copay for an office visit during open enrollment. Any benefits, members will be able to see what providers are preferred by a special preferred provider badge in the Aetna's Find a Doctor tool.
Thanks for that information, Jane. I want to remind everyone that if you have any questions, you can press zero to be connected to someone who will take down your question. Soon, we will start taking your questions live on the air. Next, I want to provide a refresher about Medicare Advantage plans. A Medicare Advantage plan is a Medicare health plan choice. It's different than having only original Medicare. To enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you must have both Medicare Part A and Part B in place. You must continue to pay to the federal government the Part A premium, if required, and the Part B premium. The convenience of a Medicare Advantage plan is that you get all of your coverage, Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, Medicare prescription drug coverage, Medicare Part D, plus additional benefits, services, and discount programs through one insurance company, Humana. When you enroll in the state health plans group, Medicare Advantage plans, you're still considered a state health plan member and covered by the plan. These plans also offer benefit advantages. For some benefits, you pay less than you would under original Medicare, and they offer benefits above the coverage offered under original Medicare.
Thank you, Caroline. I see that the Medicare Advantage base plan and the Medicare Advantage enhanced plan are PPO plans. The state health plans, Humana Group, Medicare Advantage plans are national PPOs, or preferred provider organizations, and these are custom plans that give you access to providers nationwide, both within the PPO network and outside of the network. This means that you can see providers outside of the network without paying more for care. Providers do not have to be in-network with Humana for you to continue to see them. As long as they participate with Medicare and are willing to submit your claim to Humana, you can continue to see your provider with no higher cost to you. For those of you that may be new to the state health plans, Humana Group, Medicare Advantage PPO plans, I want to highlight some of the features these plans offer. No deductible, no referrals to specialists required, and predictable copays. A maximum out-of-pocket limit for medical and pharmacy, which includes co-pays and co-insurance. This is the most you must pay in a calendar year before the plan pays 100% of covered expenses. Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage is included, preventive care coverage at no cost to you, annual vision and hearing exams, the Silver Sneakers Fitness Program, and Go365, which is Humana's Wellness Rewards Program, and also after an overnight inpatient stay in a hospital or skilled nursing facility, members are eligible for several post-discharge benefits that are available at no extra cost.
Thanks, Roberta. This is Caroline again. A lot of our members ask if they are enrolled in one of the Medicare Advantage plans, do they need additional medical coverage? Jane, can you discuss this?
Sure, Caroline. No, you don't need additional coverage. In fact, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you cannot use Medicare supplement insurance, such as a Medigap plan, to pay for out-of-pocket costs, such as co-pays and co-insurance. Since our Medicare Advantage plans provide Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage, you also do not need and actually cannot have a standalone or individually purchased Medicare Part D plan, or enroll into a second Medicare Advantage plan. Some people on this call may be TRICARE for Life beneficiaries. Those who are can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. Typically, TRICARE for Life will cover the copayments for services also covered by TFL or TRICARE for Life. Finally, one thing that is important for everyone to know: if you are covered by a federal employee health benefit or possibly another former employer's retiree group health plan, be sure to check with that plan to ensure that enrolling in one of our group Medicare Advantage plans will not disrupt your coverage. Also, unfortunately, not every group has their open enrollment period at the same time. So it will be very important to thoroughly read all of your open enrollment materials if you are eligible for multiple retiree group health plans.
Thanks for all that great information, Jane. I'm curious to hear from what our listeners are thinking about. Let's take our first questions from our audience.
Yes, Dana, I understand you have a question for us today.
Yes. I am the North Carolina state retiree, and my current age is 62. My husband is a dependent on my insurance policy, and he turns 65 in January. So I have a three-part question. Do I sign him up in my 80-20 plan in October, and then when he switches automatically to the state health plan, Humana Advantage base plan, how much will he get billed since he is not going to apply for Social Security until he is older?
Okay, so during open enrollment, he should already be reflected as being defaulted over to the Humana group Medicare Advantage, the base plan, for January 1st. It will be important for him to have enrolled in Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B prior to January 1st. That is when he would become Medicare eligible and Medicare primary. So he needs to enroll in Medicare now through Social Security Administration. Now, you'll see a significant reduction in his premium cost from your pension, or if you're being billed for his premium. And then also, the premium that would be charged for Medicare Part B, if he is not collecting Social Security benefits and plans to delay that, the federal government will bill him for those Part B premiums. Right now, the standard Part B premium is $185 a month. We do not know yet what it will be for 2026. The federal government has not released that information yet.
Okay, we have Mary on the line. Mary, what's your question?
Yes. My question is, do either of the three plan options carry dental benefits?
No, none of the three plans offered include routine dental coverage. That actually is administered through the state retirement system, and they utilize Pierce Insurance as the agent who oversees policies for routine dental, eye or vision coverage, and also identity theft protection. Their open enrollment period is going on right now and runs through the end of October. So you would need to reach out to Pierce Insurance to find out about that coverage, but it is not offered through the state health plan.
Sylvia, you have a question?
Yes. If I don't want to change anything about my insurance, would it not carry over as the same? I don't need to do anything?
That's correct. If you want to stay on the same plan you're currently on, you would not have to take any action. It will roll over for 2026.
Okay, we have Linda on the line. Linda, what's your question?
I have a question about copayments. I could not find anywhere in the material a copay for, like, physical therapy or any of the therapies that you would have, like mental health or physical or occupational. What is the copay under the three plans?
Well, for Humana, sometimes it depends on how things are billed, where they're billed from. What I would suggest is contacting Humana customer service for the copay related on both the Humana base and the Humana enhanced plan, and you can contact Aetna for the physical therapy copay. I know chiropractic is 20. I think physical therapy might be a little bit more than that, so please reach out to the Aetna customer service if you want to know the copay on the 70-30 plan.
Michelle, you have a question?
Yes. If I'm enrolled in the traditional Medicare A and B and I choose the Medicare 70-30 plan and I go to the doctor, say for the flu, do I just pay the copayment, like $15 if it's a preferred provider, or do I have to pay the Medicare B annual deductible and the $15 preferred copay?
You will have to satisfy the Medicare Part B deductible. The cost of the visit would be applied to that, but you would have a copayment that would be required under the 70-30 plan. It's just going to depend on how much Medicare leaves as your responsibility.
Okay, we've got, and it also depends, I think, on the type of provider, too.
Correct.
So, all right, so I believe we have Rita on the phone. Rita, what's your question?
Yes, I'm currently enrolled in the 70-30 Aetna plan, and I do not want to change anything. I want to stay in the 70-30 Aetna. My question is, and I think it was answered in a previous question, but last year I was under the impression that I did not have to do anything if I wanted to stay in that plan, but I automatically got put into the Humana plan without my calling in to go to it. So I had a really hard time switching back to the 70-30 and not being put into the Humana plan. So my question is, this year, I'm a little afraid, you know, you say you don't have to do anything if you don't want to change anything. What do I need to do, I guess, to stay in the 70-30?
Okay. So last year, it is true, people did have to re-elect the 70-30 plan if they wanted that coverage for 2025. And it was very well spelled out in the decision guides that we mailed out to everyone. This year, if you look at the decision guide that we sent out, it clearly states if you're happy with your current plan, even if you're on the 70-30 plan, no action is required. So that is a decision that is made each year by our Board of Trustees. And this year they decided that our members should just be able to roll over, our Medicare eligible retirees should be able to roll over and if they're happy with their current plan.
I do want to add, though, take a good look at that 70-30 plan because it's changed. It's not going to be the same plan in 2026 that it
right.
is in 2025.
Right, that's correct, yeah.
And Gwendolyn, you have questions?
Yes. I want to know the difference between the Humana Advantage PPO plan and the Enhanced plan.
Okay, so the difference is that the maximum out-of-pocket limit, it is $700 less under the Humana Enhanced plan option than what it is under the base. You're looking at $4,000 versus $3,300. And then some of the co-payments are a little bit lower, usually on average $5 to $10 difference, but it depends because there are many of the co-payments are exactly the same. But overall, we do consider the Humana base plan to be the plan of value, and that is where the majority of our Medicare members are covered.
Okay. We have Diane on the phone. Diane, what's your question?
Well, we changed last year plans and ran into the fact that we were still enrolled in one plan as we changed to another and were charged a monthly fee because of that. How do I avoid it?
Okay, so If you didn't take action last year, you were probably defaulted into our Medicare Advantage plan. And then if you signed up for an outside Medicare Advantage plan, it moved you into the 70-30 plan with the state, which is just a traditional insurance. But it has a much higher premium for spouses. So if you are talking to outside agents about individual Medicare Advantage plans, first of all, be very careful. Don't give them any personal information such as your Medicare or Social Security number unless you know for sure you want to sign up for an outside plan. But if you are signing up for an outside plan, you also need to contact the state health plan to either cancel your state health plan coverage, or you can have the 70-30 plan, but again, that has a much higher premium. So just remember, if you're signing up for outside coverage, please contact the State Health Plan's Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center to make any needed adjustments to your State Health Plan coverage.
Before it becomes effective.
Before your new plan would become effective.
Yeah. What great questions. Again, if you'd like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to raise your hand and one of our team members will get your information. Now we're going to talk about changes for this upcoming plan year. No matter what plan you're leaning towards selecting, there are a few changes that you should know about. Jane, can you speak to the changes on the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plan?
Sure. There is one slight change to the pharmacy benefit under both the Humana Medicare prescription drug plans in 2026. The change is required by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and it increases the pharmacy out-of-pocket maximum from $2,000 to $2,100. So if your prescription copays add up to $2,100, any additional prescriptions will get covered at 100%. There may be some changes to the formulary list of covered drugs for 2026. We do encourage all of you who will be enrolled in either of the Humana Medicare Advantage plans next year to verify that your drug is covered and what your copay will be for the 2026 plan year. And you can do that by calling Humana's dedicated state health plan customer care team at 1-888-666-3000. 800-700-2263, and a representative can assist with looking up your medications. Representatives are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Humana will be sending a letter in December to those state health plan members who are taking a medication that may be changing formulary tiers or may have new authorization requirements for the 2026 plan year.
This is Roberta, and as we have mentioned, there are changes to the 70-30 PPO plan, which includes changes to the deductible, co-pays, and out-of-pocket maximums. Changes are also possible for your prescription coverage, as changes in the formulary or drug list are possible. Jane, can you explain a little more about the 70-30 plan?
Sure. The State Health Plan 70-30 plan is a national PPO, or Preferred Provider Organization. As a reminder, Aetna is the third-party administrator, the TPA, for this plan. Aetna will process your medical claims and offer a provider network. The plan allows you the flexibility to visit any provider in or out of network and receive benefits. However, you do pay less when you visit an in-network provider. Aetna continues to offer disease and case management programs. They have a 24/7 nurse line, and they have a LifeMart discount program.
Let's go ahead and take a couple more questions from the audience. Mary, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm with the 70-30 plan, and I want to know if ACMA and Duke have reached an agreement for 2026.
Yes, we're happy to announce that Duke and Aetna have been able to resolve their differences, and they will be in network next year.
Okay, we've got Janice on the line. Janice, can you let us know your question?
Yes, in light of the recent information I earned that UNC Health will be out of network, would you repeat what you said for the Medicare Advantage Enhanced and how this affects us, if any?
So whether you're enrolled in the Humana Base or Humana Enhanced plans, they have a passive PPO network, which means even if a provider or facility is not in network with Humana, you can continue to utilize their services, and you do not pay anything higher than your applicable copay. The facility will file your claim directly to Humana, and they will be paid just as if they had filed it directly to Medicare, but your copay remains the same. And we do know that UNC Healthcare has said that they will continue to file claims to Humana on behalf of state health plan members. So you will not see any difference when using those providers.
Gray, you have a question?
Yes. I was repeating what, I think he answered it too. You answered my question.
Okay, well, thank you for participating with us today. So, Nancy, do you have a question?
Yes, two. One very quick. Is there a charge for the base plan? I thought somebody said a while ago it was $68 a month, and I've never paid anything for it. Is it free? I mean, I know you pay for the enhanced, but do you pay anything for the base plan?
The base plan with Humana will continue to be premium-free for the Medicare-qualified retiree. If you are covering a Medicare-eligible dependent, it is $68 a month for them.
Okay, we've got Clara on the line. Clara, what's your question?
My question is about the Silver Sneaker plan. I want to know, would there be a list mailed out with which organization would take the Silver Sneaker?
Right. So they don't mail out lists of participating facilities. There are different ways you can find out, though. If you want to go online, you can go to silversneakers.com and just type in your zip code, and it'll bring up all the participating fitness centers and gyms in your area. Or if you want, call the Humana customer service line. Again, their number is 888-700-2263, and they could look up any particular fitness center you're looking for to see if they're in the Silver Sneakers network.
Thank you, Jane. Again, if you'd like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to electronically raise your hand, and one of our team members will get your information and put you in line. Jane, can you share more information about how members can make a change to their plan?
Sure. Remember, during open enrollment, which is October 13th through the 31st, that would be starting this Monday, you can change your plan either online or by phone. To make a change online, visit the State Health Plan website at www.shpnc.gov and click the e-benefits link. You will need to log into your Orbit account, and then you can make your election by clicking on the State Health Plan benefits link. As a reminder, for the 2026 benefit year, all Medicare-eligible members will remain in the plan in which you are currently enrolled, unless you would like to enroll in a different plan during open enrollment. You need to take action during this open enrollment period if you want to be enrolled in a different plan or need to make any changes to your dependents coverage. To make a change by phone, just call us at 855-859-0966 during open enrollment. This line will offer extended hours and be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Any plan changes you make will become effective January 1st of 2026.
We've shared a lot of great information on this call, and we want to answer some additional questions that we've received. Do we have any other callers?
We've been asked to repeat the Humana customer service number. That number is 888-700-2263.
Okay, we've got Ann on the line. Ann, what's your question?
Hi, I just want to make sure for the Pierce Dental and Vision supplemental coverage, do I need to re-enroll, or does that automatically re-enroll?
Okay, so that is administered through the state retirement system, not the state health plan, and it is Pierce Insurance who is the agent. It is our understanding if you are happy with your dental and vision coverage, they also offer identity theft protection, that will roll over to next year. So you wouldn't have to take action, but they did send out a separate decision guide. You should review that. If you have any questions, you can call Pierce Insurance at 855-627-3847.
Okay, and Sandra, what is your question today? Sandra, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and you had a question?
I do. So if a person chooses to, if a person is on the 70-30 plan, and chooses to move to the Humana base plan, my question is, if there is a pre-existing condition, will that make a difference in the coverage if they move over to another plan?
No, it will not. We would not be looking at prior health history at all. So you can make that change very easily.
Okay, we've got Debbie on the phone. Debbie, what's your question?
Yes.
I'm currently on the Humana 9010 plan. I'm a retired employee and on Medicare also. And I pay $185 a month to Medicare for Part A and B. I'm also paying $187 a month to the state for the Humana 9010 plan. I was only employed for 11 years. Is there any plan with the state that I would have to pay zero out-of-pocket for coverage?
No. If you are, based on your years of service that you told me, you're probably 50% contributory. Your best value plan would be the Humana base plan, which is $68 a month in 2026. You're still going to have your Medicare Part B premium no matter what. There's no getting around that one. But in 2026, the Humana base plan would be only $68 a month versus $180 a month for the 70-30 plan.
Okay, Anne, you have a question?
Yes. Are telemed visits going to be covered in the future?
Yes, and they actually are covered now at this point. They're covered now, and they would continue to be covered with an applicable copayment.
Okay, we've had so many great questions, and there are lots of questions we didn't get a chance to answer today. Roberta, what can members do next?
Okay, our members should make sure you read the materials you have received from the state health plan, and you can explore the information on the state health plan's website, www.shpnc.gov. But keep in mind the all-important date of October 31st, which is the deadline to make your 2026 health plan choice. Remember, for 2026, all Medicare-eligible members will remain on the plan in which you are currently enrolled for 2026. Therefore, you do not need to do anything during open enrollment if you do not want to make a change.
If we didn't get to your question or you have any comments, please call us at 855-859-0966. Thank you again for joining us and have a great afternoon.